sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up. Episode 105, Striving to Save My Soul. Had to play catch by myself, what a sorry sight. A pitiful plight, so I pray poor starry night. Oh, sorry, first time. Okay. A pitiful plight, so I pray poor starry night. Damn, that's sad. Please send me a pot before puberty. The things I wouldn't do to see a piece of family unity. Mom almost worked, I barely see her. I started to get worried without a pops, I'll grow to be her. Oh, wow. It's a wonder they don't understand kids today. So when I pray I never grow to be that way. And I hope that he answers me. I heard God don't like ugly. Well, take a look at my family. A different father every weekend. Before we get to meet him, they break up before the week ends. I'm getting sick of all the friendship. As soon as we kick it, he's done, split, and the whole shit ends quick. How can I be a man without a role model? Striving to save my soul. Striving to save my soul.
Message.
I stay cold drinking a 40 bottle. I'm sorry. Damn. Oh, wow. Move on. Oh, wow. Okay. So I've heard these lyrics all the time, but this is the first time that I actually read and properly process them the way they were intended to be heard. And wow. Needless to say, I'm going somewhere with this. But for now, welcome, bienvenue to another episode. Another episode, the Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, Beat Black, a.k.a. Beat Blizzak, a.k.a. Beat Up Black, a.k.a. Mr. Shut Up Podcast.com, a.k.a. La Grand Papa B. Ding, 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 ding. Before I start the show, I want to inform, like some of you listeners might be returning, and some of you might be new. And I want to inform you new listeners that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. That means Gougie Bleu is up in this bitch. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on August 23rd, 2023. This episode is also brought to you. Oh, wait, hold on a second. What is it? 9:42. God damn, it's late. Okay, 9:42 p.m. Way past my bedtime. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Yeah, yeah. All right, okay. We're going to, like I said, it's way past my bedtime. I'm not going to rush this episode, but I am not going to allocate the usual amount of time. Let's just say I got to budget my time. So, like I usually do, new listeners, this podcast is brought, well, these, all my episodes are broken down into three segments, three acts, so to speak. First one is the intro, which is what you're going through right now, what you're experiencing now. And trying to get to know the staff. Where are you from? You know what I mean? Anyone from out of town? All right. Anyone celebrating a birthday? All right. Act two is called Use. It's labeled Use and Random Thoughts. And last is Final Thoughts. And I link and I explain where I was going with that, with the title and that piece of poetry that I read earlier on. So in the intro, one more thing. I'm going to play this. Okay, you know what? I want to tap myself on the shoulder here. That's how I do on my own podcast, is praise myself whenever I do something right or do something proper or something worth noting. And guess what? Brace yourself, right? You know how every time I would play a clip on this podcast, on the show, and it would take a long time to load because I'm running it on this little PC that I bought a long time ago, and back then, like, it was high tech, and now it's, like, considered low tech. It's fucking old. Anyway, so it's, there's, like, old hamsters in there, right? So things take a while to load. But guess what I did? All the clips that I'm going to play, I preloaded them. Yay! All right, here's hope I remember that, and don't click on the link and remember that I have it in a tab uploaded, but yeah. So first clip I want to play with you is, I labeled it as Finding My Tribe. And homie said something that reminded me of where I'm going with this podcast. And I'm going to play it, and it's about finding your tribe, right? Some of you are trying to find love, and some of us are just trying to find our tribes. And I'll let him explain it. And here we go. I don't know this. You know what? I forgot. It's already, man. Woo. Be easy on yourself. Yeah. Guess what I did? I'm a funny guy. Okay. I accidentally closed it. Right. Okay. Here we go. All right. Now we got to wait for it to load. What time is it? 6 minutes in. All right. Here we go.
One of the ways you know you found your tribe is you stop explaining yourself.
Imagine that.
And you start explaining yourself and someone goes, yeah, I get it, yeah. And you think, you get it? Mm-hmm. And you think, ah, I feel seen. I'm with my people. They are there. Keep looking for them. Don't let the people that don't get you define you.
Don't let the people who don't get you define you. You know what's funny is, shout out to the people who... to all those people. Oh my God. The more I'm thinking about my first episode, and I didn't realize it was a long episode. It was long because I just couldn't find the words to explain what I was trying to say, but homie summarized it all. Because at the end of the section, I was talking about my objectives. I was hoping to create a community based from this podcast. What I was actually saying is I'm attempting to find my tribe with this podcast. There's a part I also mentioned how I just felt surrounded like people who either don't have the answers or don't understand the question. And it's a tough way to live. And especially if you're one of those people and you feel like you're surrounded by people who just don't get you and you're sensitive. And you're, basically, if you have, like, my profile, you start convincing yourself you weren't meant to exist. Because you're surrounded by people who are just giving you confused, what the fuck you mean? What? Of course, rock is better. You know, they just, everything you say, everything that comes out your mouth is just sheer confusion. I mean, the stuff that matters. Not the book, like, I can speak English. People understand my general language. But when it comes to shit that matters, I just gotten so used to getting a response of confusion that I was starting to question, maybe I'm the one who's out of line. Maybe I'm the one who shouldn't be here. And what I was about to say is, shout out to all those people who didn't get me, because in a way, this podcast was born. So like I said, this podcast is an attempt to simply find my tribe. And I guess I'm willing to die trying. That's how I am. That's how I'm willing to die trying. But shout out to the name of this content creator. This, I guess, found it on TikTok, like usual. Links will be in the show notes. And his name is Paul Scallon. Yeah, Paul Scallon. This is to add to the video about don't do life with people who don't get you. Wow, there's a whole book about that shit? Keep looking for your tribe. I feel you've found, if you feel you found, yeah, man, like I said, some people are looking for love. I gave up on that shit. I ship sailed. But I would be grateful to find my tribe. All right. So, yeah, this concludes the intro. Let's jump to news and random thoughts. So here we go. Fuck, I love that sound. Damn, I love that sound. All right. Now you can close it. Okay, news and random thought. I'm just going to do three items, all right? One I've been begging to do. First one, I'm just going to play this clip about Fragile Eagle, people with Fragile Eagle. Second one, this deep thought by Joy, is it Joyce or Joy? Joy Reid. Yeah, Joy Reid. She got an amazing thought about slavery and an amazing some thoughts about slavery. And the last is a reflection on how I finally understand music about infidelity, about being cheated on, not cheating, but being cheated on. There's a whole thing about it and I'll break it down. All right. So here we go. First one is, yeah, let me play this clip because I just thought, you know what? Go ahead. Break it down, J-Lo.
No one will be more mean to you than someone whose ego you wounded. Mm. Sometimes by just being happy and just showing up as yourself and just living your best life, that will literally hurt people's ego.
I was just thinking about, that reminds me what she's thinking. Of course, I'm thinking about myself, but when you listen to her, think of that picture of Justin Trudeau with his son and the caption read, "We're Team Barbie." And how much it pissed people off. And I remember looking at that picture wondering, did he do that to troll people? Or is he just living it? Or troll people and, look, asshole, I'm just existing. I refuse to live by the rules of the cult of masculinity. So you're going to be man, be man. So, yeah, shout out to content creator's name is Jayla. 222 at 222 Jayla. So keep going. Here we go.
Ego. And then they will start to project onto you. Mm-hmm. If you're someone that just has such a light around them, such a light about them because of the inner work that you have chosen to do, people who have fragile egos are going to see this as the biggest threat ever. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, they won't like you for no reason. Mm-hmm. They'll treat you poorly and they'll do anything to pop that bubble of light that you have around you. Mm-hmm. Don't let them. It's okay for people not to like you. You don't have to have every single person like you. It is not your responsibility to be understood, to be accepted, to be loved by others, but it is your responsibility to love, accept, and respect yourself. So focus on doing that alone so that when you're surrounded by people who are threatened by you and who don't value you for who you are, you won't be as affected or offended.
You know what? I'm not going to add to anything more. I'm just going to leave it for reflection. But the one thought, the one thing that kills me about this clip, right? It's not what she's saying. Is how fucking young this young lady is. Healing ego. Like, a part of me is like, come on, man. Don't be listening. Man, don't be taking advice from a young... A part of me is going, don't be taking advice from a young child. And another part of me is going, how the fuck does she know this and I didn't? It's amazing. Like, what she's saying, I feel like an elder should be telling me this. Or, no. What she's saying, I feel like an elder should have told me this. Granted... An elder may have told me this, but I wasn't ready to hear it. It's only now this makes sense. But how is someone so young this knowledgeable? But I'm going to follow this one on Let It Marinate, man. Just let it marinate. All right. Looking at the time. Looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. All right. I'm going to play this. Okay. Initially, I'm going to find it and put it in the show notes. I was going to play something by... Fuck, I forget his name. Damn it, right? About this brother on TikTok had a great thought about this whole, the benefits of slavery. Garrison? What's his name? Okay, I'm not going to fuck up with it. It's going to be in the show notes. I swear. It's going to be in the show notes. And but I remember I'm minding my own business, and this is the second time. You know what? I'm just going to let Joy Reid take it away. But she has a thought about slavery that kind of like blew my mind. And it's, you know, here we go.
My family fought to save their farm under this flag.
Okay, I should mention that the person yelling, if you can't tell, is that's a white man holding a Confederate flag. So, you know, expect a lot of beautiful wisdom. He's in a park, and I think he's pointing at black people. And, yeah, white man. And then Joyce Reid, Stitch, will jump in afterwards to share her thoughts. Here we go.
My family fought to save their farm under this flag.
Who was working that farm?
My family
was. Who was working the farm?
They were poor. Do you know how much a slave cost back then?
There's actually a knowable answer to that question. By 1860, at the time of the Civil War, enslaved people's value was somewhere between $200 on the low end all the way up to $2,000. So we're talking about, in today's dollars, maybe somewhere between $2,400 and, you know, like $50,000. There are even some estimates that say that some enslaved people were valued at somewhere around $180,000 in today's dollars.
Damn.
So you can think of it basically like owning a car. And about 1.6% of Southern families owned more than 200 slaves, like having like a whole car dealership.
Holy
but
shit.
About 20 to 25% of Southerners at the time of the Civil War owned at least one enslaved person.
Wait, sorry.
It's
I'm,
like
I gotta play
one enslaved person at the time of the Civil War owned at least Wait, 20
to 25%
of Southerners at the time of the Civil War mm-hmm. owned at least one enslaved
so a minority.
Person. It's like basically living in a society where wealthy people all have cars. Well, what do all the people who don't have cars want? A car. And even if a family worked on a small farm and didn't have enslaved people, mm-hmm. what do you think their goal was? Their goal was to earn enough money to be able to buy people, to
that.
Buy humans to do the work. It's not like families didn't aspire to have enslaved people. Why do you think that Southern whites were willing to go to war, to literally go to war against the United States
right.
for slavery? Because remember, every single state that seceded, all 11 of them said explicitly, we're doing this to preserve slavery. Well, why would somebody who's on a small farm want to fight to preserve slavery? Because their aspiration was to become a major planter, which
wow.
means a major slave owner. That's what they all wanted to do. That's what they all aspired to do. And they also wanted to defend the system whereby they couldn't be enslaved. Mm-hmm. Only Africans could, only black people. And so that system of hierarchy that allowed any white person, no matter how rich or poor, to be superior to any black person, and for that black person to be captured and treated as property and their children and their children's children owned by a white person, this is a system that benefited every single white person in the South. And by the way, every white person in the North too. Because even if you weren't a slave owner, you benefited from the economy that cotton production, that rice production, that all of these industries generated. You could benefit by being an insurance owner. Slaves were insured like cars. Enslaved people also produced goods that were sold. So if you were somebody who was in the shipping business or, you know, the cotton milling business, all of them benefited from slavery. So whether you were a small farmer or a big farmer, the slavery system benefited you. And you were willing to go to war to preserve it and to preserve white supremacy because that was the whole basis of your society. And by the way, a lot of people in the South went to war simply because they were told to and because the rich people around them made sure that the poor kids were doing the fighting, right?
Right.
And so it doesn't matter whether your family was rich, poor, had one slave or 10 or none. It doesn't matter. Everyone in the South benefited from that economy and that system, and they went to war to preserve it and to preserve white supremacy forever. So that's the answer to your question. You also told on yourself just by saying that at all, because like, why are you curious about how much they cost? You missed that system, right? You think things were better then? One last note, that flag is not even the flag that your forefathers fought under for their farm. That was not the flag of the Confederacy. That's a flag that they created afterwards. It's literally just a symbol of racism and white supremacy.
I did
and you're flying it because MAGA.
All right.
Peace out.
I mean, they're not the smartest of the lot, you know, these people. But, you know, but it's not the fact that they're not the smartest. White people like that need slavery because, you know, they're not that bright and they need someone to be superior to. And imagine how pissed off I'd be if I was white and, you know, and at the bottom shelf white person and Lincoln killed slavery. I'd be pissed. Okay. I forgot what was the first thought I was going to bring up. Oh, right. First one was, I used to say this thing about the more I learn about the Civil War and the atrocities and I remember having the thought that I've always had difficulty explaining to other black people, other people is, I say, I know somewhere inside me, I should, underline the word should. I understand or I might, now I'm going to go with should. In theory, I should probably feel sorry for all the rebel soldiers who died trying to defend the system. These idiots couldn't. Like, they got duped. They got fucking duped. Like, I'm talking, like, Nigerian, worse than Nigerian prince scam. They got duped into joining a war to uphold the system that most of them wouldn't have been able to afford to pay. Can't afford to pay to buy a slave. Can't get a mortgage on that shit. No one's going to lend you broke-ass money. But these idiots went in that war, got humiliated, got their ass kicked by Grant, Ulysses Grant and his people. And, yeah, I should feel, I mean, but I don't. My point is I don't. Fuck them, man. I mean, think I give a fuck about that bitch? I don't. Do I have that clip? Anyway, yeah. Two, I think there's a bit in there somewhere, right? But I'm trying to imagine being, because I mean, at this point, if we're going to think about details about how much it costs, like I had no idea. I didn't know slaves were that expensive. Then again, I didn't really think about that kind of shit. But now that we're here, I'm thinking about trying to picture myself being a white man, being a teenager from a good family. And I'm trying to make something of myself, right? And all my homies are telling me about this new world, how they're making money. It's like the crack epidemic, but for drug dealers, right? For Rick Ross. Like, yo, man, we making boku bucks. Headphones are popping again. Damn it, yeah. We getting boku bucks. We getting bitches. They popping bottles with models. All you got to do is come to the new world, get yourself a farm, buy yourself a slave, and then, boom, you raking the dough. People give a fuck. I'm trying to imagine, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm watching all my homies, and I know they didn't have Bentleys back then, but, you know, in fast car with money, cash hoes, right? And I'm like, I want to be one. Like, I'm tired of window shopping. So I, like, save some money, put some money inside, work my ass off, and then get myself a boat and go to the... travel to the new world and land, and my dumbass shows up in Haiti on August 20th, 1791. Talking about, I'm gonna make it someday. I'm gonna make it someday. And then next day, I'm hearing rumors about revolt. And I'm sure the person who sold me the slave is like, nah. It'll be a fling, you know. Dryptomania? Michael Harriet, he's got a word for it. There's a word. Check out his podcast, by the way. Michael Harriet. I think it's called Dryptomania. And basically, it's some white scholar used to say, oh, black people love to be enslaved. Those who don't want to are suffering from a disease called dryptomania or some mental illness called dryptomania. Whatever. Yeah, so it's more the idea of showing up to Haiti. The Haitian Revolution was August 21, near Nat Turner, the day before the revolt, and you're like surrounded by people, it'll blow off, it'll go away, these niggas love to be enslaved, you know, and you saved all that fucking money just to have this expensive investment turn on you and slash your throat while you're asleep, you know, ain't that a bitch? Like I said, I should feel sorry for that motherfucker. Hold on a second. My batteries are, the battery of my headphones just, oh, no wonder, Panasonic. Fuck. Stupid. The batteries in my headphones died, and now I am changing it. putting it some Duracell, some Energizers, because they keep going, keep going, keep going. Ah, you kids don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, what was I? Yeah, trying to feel sorry for the entrepreneur, the Elon Musk of the time, who showed up to to make his money, to be like his homie, the day before a slave revolt. Can I get extended warranty on this slave? I mean, you know. Ah, that shit made me chuckle. All right, all right, all right. There's a bit in there somewhere, but okay. All right, where was I? Okay, let's rush this up. Okay, finally, everything else. Everything else will be in the show notes. But you know, it just hit me. Just because it's in the show notes, it doesn't mean I won't speak about it later on in a future episode. So I really want to jump about my thoughts on. I really want to jump to this next portion / segment / item on the rundown sheet, and that's I labeled it. I'm starting to understand songs about infidelity. All right, I'm about to make a confession. Okay, I should have a song for this. Problematic confession, right? This is confess something about during my unenlightened days. My unenlightened days is when I was like a dumb male, young, dumb, full of cum, I call it my unenlightened days, right? This is my before Christ time. No, okay, not before Christ. But this is like medieval time, medieval way of thinking. When I was a member of the cult of masculinity, all right? A full-fledged member of cult of masculinity, and I aspired to be a quote-unquote real man, all right? Again, brace yourself. I used to discriminate. I probably still do. I used to discriminate against hot chicks who complain about, A, not getting laid, not being able to get laid. getting done dirty by their boyfriend, who wasn't me, or the worst, especially if you were, or the worst, being cheated on by their partner. And when I say discriminate, it's because usually I empathize, right? You tell me your pain, and something in my brain switches in me, and it's like, boom, your pain becomes my pain. Your pain becomes my pain. I'm like, oh man, that's whatever. But the only time I'm unable to do it is if you happen to be a hot chick, and you're like, yeah, man, damn, I'm fucking horny. I really want to get some. And you're like, hey, what about me? I need a real man. I know. She's a human being. In my mind, she wasn't a human being like everyone else. She was like this deity, this hot deity that won't fuck me. So anyway, yeah. So God forbid if you happen to be a hot girl and sing R&B and you had a song about how you were done wrong, I would dismiss that song. It would go in one ear. Like, the only way I'd pay attention to that song if it had a dope-ass beat and some rapper on it and some dope verses. But for the most part, I'd be like, a word? I can't think of one, right? Now, I don't know what... fast forward to the future. Like, I recognize that there's the problematic aspect of not treating hot women like human beings. or not judging every hot woman by that one girl who rejected me, by all those girls that rejected me. Okay, come on, mature, baby. Get mature, right? But, okay, so I moved past that, right? But lately, I don't know what happened. Something switched in me one day. Something must have happened, but I should have journaled that shit, right? But lately, I found myself thinking about, I started caring. I started understanding. There's something that triggered in me. And I'm like, oh, being cheated on sucks regardless of who you are, right? Okay, speaking for myself, I've never been cheated on that I know of. But there is one ex. If she came out, yeah, I cheated on your punk ass, I'd be like, yo, not surprised. I had you at the bottom of the well, like you were a mistake relationship. Oh my God, calm down, right? But I'm just saying, there's one who, if she said I cheated on you, I wouldn't be surprised. because the relationship was that bad, you know? Right, the relationship was that bad. Oh, okay, yeah. I guess maybe what may have gotten me, finally got me to, yo, being cheated on, like, okay, I've never been cheated on, but I've always feared being cheated on, but more for, I don't know, more for ego, more for, fuck, what are my friends going to think? More for that than, oh, man, I thought you were the one. Like, I guess I don't think I really understood love that way. And, but it would have been, like, if I would have been cheated on, it was more at an ego base. It's more like, holy shit, I'm a man with pride. You don't do shit like that. You don't just pick up and leave, you know, so that, like, that kind of way. But I guess lately I've been thinking about the concept of friendship, companionship, bond, being with someone that you consider, like, being with someone, a true friend, a true companion, right? A true partner. I'm thinking of Tupac's track, When My Homie Calls. Someone that you consider, like, your sun and moon, whether it's platonic or whether it's romantic, but bonds between two human beings that you considered unbreakable. And then at some point, that person who you had all the trust in the world in does something that shocks you. I'm like I'm thinking of that track by Jay-Z called It Was All Good just a week ago. And it's a track about him, how, you know, his friend is stitched on him, and he's just dealing with the emotion of, you know, I mean, you know, if you listen to the rap song, he cried and shit like that, but he's processing his thoughts about, like, fuck, I would have bet the bank that you would have never done. When that person acts out of character and it just shocks the fuck out of you. Now, I know that nothing is definite in this world, never say never, but there's certain things, there's certain judgment you've made about a friend. It's like, yes, this friend, I can count on them for, there's friends I can count on them to pay me back. There's friends I can count on them to, okay, friends is a strong word. There, I'm going to use with people that, yeah, if I call them at 3 in the morning, if I call them at 3 in the morning, they're there. Yo, man, call up the homies. It's about to go down. You know what I mean? There's that bond. And then, and I was trying to process the feeling of what it must feel like to be someone, to be with someone you trusted, and they do something that's out of character. So all this to say, I found myself reflecting on some of my favorite songs about being cheated on, and I came up with, I call it my top 10 songs, but the truth is I'm going to call it 10 songs that came to mind. Like, and I'm going to share this list with you. I'm going to go from 10 to 1 from, I won't say least favorite, but yeah, I'm going to go for, but I'm going to go from favorite to most favorite. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. And here we go. So at number 10, right? And if you got your own list, share me your list. Send me your fives or whatever, your favorite being cheated on song. Like, if you were cheated on, this is the song you'll be playing in the background. Like, motherfucker. You know, bitch, whatever. Yeah. Okay. So, number 10 on the list is, Ideal, Get Gone. Right. And I remember hearing this song and it shocked the hell out of me. So not shocked the hell out of me, but I'm like, damn, you can't say that about, you can't show this kind of anger to a woman. And, here, I'm just going to play a sample of it. This one there. Man,
because we gotta talk.
Bam, 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 bam. All right, okay, that's it. Right. But you know what I'm talking about, right? But it's not my favorite song. No, I actually love this. I used to love this song, but I played it so much that it's now in part of my brain that's like, hell, okay, I'm tired of hearing this shit. But Ideal, Get Gone. All right, number 9. I'm surprised. Okay, you know what? This is a number 9, even though it's close to be a 1 and 2, and I'm close to say, I'm even go as far as to say it, this is officially my favorite song by Drake. Like, this is the sensitivity, the vulnerability. This is like probably one of the songs he probably got shitted on. He ain't no real man, but You know, like, I might talk, okay, I might be in the barbershop talking shit about Drake, but deep down inside, yeah, I respect homeboy like a motherfucker, right? And, I mean, calm down, babe, but I'm just saying, but this sound, this track, which I'll play in the background, goes.
Man, I really do.
Whoops. Video. Sorry if I blast your ear.
I'm more than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, I can't play it all. All right, okay. I'm not putting this shit on YouTube, am I? Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever, right? But I should mention that links will be in the show notes, so you can watch it yourself. You can play it yourself. Now, the reason why this is dying is because I don't think he made this track specifically about being cheated on. But what I love about this song, about this track, is the idea of when you're in a relationship, it goes back to what I was saying about my fear about, I used to have a fear of, or had this fear of being cheated on. When you're in a relationship, or the way I saw it, at least the way I see it, is you're in a relationship, in a way, and if you're going for the love, you're taking a risk. You're fucking taking a risk. You're taking a risk that this person may not be who you think they are, but your fucking brain is like, yo, man, look at that ass, whatever. I'm being funny, all right. But I'm just saying, what I like about this song, it's about how he's on a quest for love, and he hopes that at the end of this journey, he finds it. But the beauty in this shit is, I think I love the song and the video, because in the fucking video, they show him pursuing this young lady, and then finally he gets betrayed. And yeah, it's the betrayal aspect at the end. It's so well, what's the word? Exemplified in this video. But Find Your Love is definitely on my list of, yeah, if I get cheated on, this song is going to be on repeat. It's like, yeah, because people make fun of you. I used to worry about what my friends would think, but the truth is, if you were really serious about that shit, if you did what you were supposed to do, then you're not at fault. Your only fault is picking the wrong person. So yeah, that's it. I knew I was going to take a long, what time is it? Yeah, I knew I was going to talk a lot, so I'm going to try to speed this up here. All right, now, this is actually my favorite breakup song. Shout out to RIP, shout out to Gangstar, RIP Guru, and, but this is my favorite healing song after a breakup, right? And it goes. You know, I should have adjusted the volume.
But then I made a mistake. Yes, I fell in love with a steel chick. Sweating me for money, my nail and my bills.
Okay, all right. Okay, I get that. I realize this whole track is just about being in a shitty relationship. But the chorus is, but now you're my ex-girl because I'm on with the next girl. Like, moving on, right? Moving on. I just, it's a dope track. Track-wise, it should be number one. But like it's number one for dealing with a heartbreak, but I don't think he's really just talking about. I don't think he's talking about being cheated on. He's just talking about being in a shitty relationship. This song reminds me of that relationship I was telling you about. That if later I found out that this particular person cheated on me, I'd be like, I am not surprised. Did you kill Bin Laden while you're at? You know, not kill Bin Laden. Were you involved in 9/11? You know, Yeah, RIP Guru. Next one is on the list is, you know, I'm going to play this one here. Instead of playing from the beginning, I'm going to play it here. Mariah Winans, I Don't Want to Know.
Just can't believe this, man.
Here we go.
It's just another night of these thoughts.
Fuck, I'm gonna have to fix that in the post edit.
Somebody said they saw you.
The person you were kissing. Fuck, I hate that it was so low.
I would never ask you.
What?
I just kept it to myself.
Bitch, I don't wanna know.
If you're playing me,
please don't. Oh my God, right? So that's the thing about me cheating, all right? You can be in denial about it, or you can let that shit set you in flames. All right. Okay. Now, I know, hey, B Black, you fucking misogynistic, sexist pig. How come you're only playing songs by men, man? I thought you gave up that shit. Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. Okay, you're right. You're right. Okay. So before I get to a classic one, I just realized that I jumped one night. But number six is another fucking pig male. But this one is a definite classic. And everyone knows what the fuck he's talking about in this one. But
what's up? I got a little story to tell you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date? But a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story in my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. Hey. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping porn with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in the air, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're underproof.
Man, I
asked her
this
her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants
and a very, oops, okay. I'm trying to jump to my favorite part here.
I had no idea I was in
for a treat.
After this was established, everything
was cool.
The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed someone was doing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called again. I said, yo,
who was that?
Oh, he's just a friend.
Man, I can play the whole track, but this one is B Black. He's not cheating on, but I know, but he's pursuing this girl. Now, granted, this song's gonna suck if it turns out that I'm laughing because anyone who knows me is gonna laugh at this next. Well, not Ripple. This song would suck if we find out that this girl liked him as a friend and was clear about that shit, and his dumbass still pursued her. I guess it's still the idea of, okay, I'm going to stick to this to the version of the song in the way we understand it, right? Just for the sake of conversation. But he's pursuing this young lady, and this young lady is like, wait, nah, just wait. And then finally, and then he realized that, yeah, this she didn't like him that way. Oh, there it is. Okay, here we go. This part.
No, I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door.
Oh, snap.
Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl on the mouth. I was so in shock.
My heart went down south. So please listen. Don't ever trust to a girl who says she just has a friend. Okay, so he was misled. All right, okay. Oh, right, forgot. Yeah, okay. R.I.P. Biz Markie passed away on July 16, 2021. Oh, okay. I had forgotten about that. Yeah, that's a recent death. So R.I.P. Biz Markie. All right, okay. So what I was saying is, yeah, B-Black, man. How come you ain't got no ladies in this shit? Now, number five. Because I felt those lyrics. I felt those words when she sang it. And you know who the fuck I'm talking about. It's. I gotta adjust the volume. Yeah. Goddamn you too.
All the ladies.
Oops. Come on.
While all the time that I was loving you,
hey.
You were busy loving yourself.
Motherfucker.
I would stop breathing if you told me to. Now you're busy loving someone
else. Yo, she was dedicated. 11 years. Goddamn, she can't take that back.
Besides the kids, I had nothing to show.
Nothing to show.
Wasted my years, all full of worry.
Come on.
I should have left your ass
long time ago. And she's not gonna cry, man.
I'm not not gonna cry. You hurt her, but she ain't crying. Fuck that. You don't get the pleasure fever, man. Oh my God. All right, I guess Not Gonna Cry is one of those songs. A hot chick got me to empathize with. Got me to be like, oh, man, what happened to you, suck? Fuck, I'm going to kill that guy on your behalf. Like, send me, give me the word, queen. Give me the word. Right, man. I still remember first time hearing this track, and I was moved. I think I had a moment of, man, men ain't shit. Men are dogs. And you know what? Confession alert. I've never seen Waiting to Excel. That's what it's called. Yeah, Waiting to Excel. And but I imagine this track summarizes it. Anyway, yeah. So Not Gonna Cry by Mary J. Blige. That's number 5. Okay. Number 4, I played it by mistake. And another hot chick who got me to empathize with her, and it's
all the ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out.
She trusted this guy. This ass acted out of character, man. Oh my God. Okay, wait, this is 4? I fucked up. Okay, no, sorry. This is 4. you know what? I'm sorry. You know what? Turns out this is going to be top 11 list. Top 11 list, all right? So, okay, let me just explain what just happened. So, we're at number... I fucked up the... You know what? I should not have put that ideal song in there. It's in there, but I'll explain what's going to be... So, technically, this is 5 and 6... Right, I know you're confused, right? But it'll make sense when you look at the show notes, okay? So where was I? Yeah. The reason Me, Myself, and I hit me so much is because, to me, it was not just the cheating, being cheated on part, but it was the part after. It's like, I've moved on. From now on, I'm going to be a better friend to myself. It's like, my mistake, it's taking responsibility for her action, for her role in this thing, and that's picking the wrong guy. Like, what went wrong? How are my blinders? How did I end up with this piece of shit? Like, it's not just that she was cheated on, but it's realizing that, oh, wow, I gave this asshole way too much credit. I gave this person way too much. You're not great. I put this person on a pedestal, and they didn't even deserve to look me in the eye. But I love the part how it's a version about being a better friend to herself, realizing that, yeah, okay, I need to work on that part of myself. Now, I am going to put in here, I'm going to keep talking. I guess I should have thought of that. Okay, so as this track loads, and what? Oh, my God. Sorry, bear with me. Okay. All right. Okay, there's no video for this one. But now this one had me thinking about, it's just logical. It's a powerful song. Now we're getting the song where the lyrics, I really enjoy the lyrics, right? And this one here is by The Dream. And it's called...
Fell in love with a real heartbreaker.
I'm so sorry.
And there's nothing
oh
I
my
can
God.
Do.
Hey. Come on.
I still love you.
You know, I should look up the lyrics.
You touch me, baby.
my God, you touch me, baby, you untouch me.
Feed me your life.
Feed me your life.
Words like pie.
You warned me, baby. Then you unwarned me, baby.
Or you
smart me, baby. And I'm back, I'm all crazy.
I'm all crazy. But I should be ashamed, cause I let you do me
the way. Fortunate that when you're in love, you never use the right side, the right side, the right side, the right side. Oh my God. It's about lyrics, man. It's about the lyrics. Alright, okay. I'm gonna stop playing it. Alright. Hey B, shut the fuck up while the song is playing. Yeah, nice try, man. I ain't trying to go out like fresh and fit. And get kicked off YouTube. Anyway, alright, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up. Okay. So reason I'm making sure the right side of your brain is the right hemisphere plays a large part in interpreting visual information, spatial processing. In about 1/3 of people who are left-handed, speech function be located. That's not the part. Yeah, isn't the right side the logical part of your brain? So yeah. Oh no, it's the left side? What the fuck? Oh man, I thought well, this changes everything. I thought the right side was the left hemisphere function. The left hemisphere controls the right hand side of your body, receives information, right visual field, controlling speech, language, recognition, words, and numbers. Right hemisphere, the left hand, okay, I'm not sure there. Okay, receives information from the left visual, controlling creativity, context, recognition, face, places, object. According to left brain, right brain dominance theory, the left side of the brain is considered to be adept at tasks that are considered logical and rational. Okay, well, I've been singing this song wrong. I thought he was saying... Holy shit, I make myself laugh. I thought he was... Okay, I got to reread those lyrics now. Okay, I thought he was saying when you're in love, you're not using the right side of your brain. But he's saying that when you're in love, you use the right side of your brain. Oh, man. Okay, well, okay. These lyrics just got less deep. Okay, right side of your brain. Man, fuck the dream. Right side of your brain. The dream. Lyrics. Let me make sure. Okay, I need to reread this shit. So that's why he said, fortunate that when you're in love, you never use the right side of your brain, the right side of... What? I guess he's saying, I get it. Okay, I'm slow. Bear with me. Shout out to everyone who's like, oh, man, I didn't get it myself, right? Shout out to the people on my tribe going, no, I would have made that same mistake, bro. Okay, so the rest of you, enjoy the laughter. Okay, so he's saying she never used the right side of her brain, which allowed her to be. See, I knew people. In my circle, I won't say all people, right? But I know people for them, couples out there, and they play this game, and it's called the first one to fall in love loses. Because the first one to fall in love, if you fall in love with someone who doesn't share those feelings and are more about controlling than you are about love, like you become their puppet. You become their prey. You become their... It's an ugly game of first one to fall in love loses. And, I mean, it's ugly, man. There's some people that it's ugly out there. It's the idea of... It is what it is. There are some people out there, they just prey on folks and love is their weapon. And you fall in love with them and they will take you through hell. They will... Take advantage of the fact that they're not using the right side of their brain. Hey, all right, okay, all right. I feel like I redeemed myself. Okay, all right, now I got to fix that list. Okay, so what else do I have? Okay, next on the list, you guessed it. I know you guessed it. If you're a fan of the show, so he's also the same person whose verse I recited earlier at the beginning of the track, at beginning of the the podcast, and it's Tupac, Do For Love. Why is it so fucking loud? All right, sorry.
Turn it up loud.
Get it. Now, this track, Pac, I remember he came out with this song and connected to it, but I was surprised that Tupac would admit that out loud, that, you know, he's a sucker for love. And shout out to, yeah, this goes out to all these folks that when they love hard. And yeah, and can fully use the right side of their brain. And if they're with... They fall in love with someone who doesn't share, who has evil intention. They turn them into suckers. They make them into suckers. But yes, this is definitely, what is this? How many tracks I got? So this is definitely number four. Number two, all right? You wouldn't, probably some of you wouldn't have guessed it. And hold on. Yeah, okay. You probably recognize this intro. Hold on a second. John Cicada, Too Late Too Soon. You in his arm. Tell me the truth. I guess what I like about this song is because he also blames himself. It's not like the fuck you bitch for cheating on me, but it was more like, did I come home too late, too soon? Like, have I, all those time of neglecting you, did this result in you feeling the need you have to cheat on me? And whatever, however way you want to look at it, it's just you can tell that he's feeling like Jay-Z in Song Cry. Like, this is his version of Song Cry. It's like, I'm a man with pride. You don't do shit like that. You don't just pick up and leave me sick like that. I was fucking these girls. I was going to get right back. Yeah. So, John Cicada. All right, okay. As you notice, I'm playing. Last but not least, I'm definitely a favorite. There we go. Oh, this is the video. Here we go. Early one morning. While you were asleep,
I received a letter,
but there was no address.
So I paid it no mind
and sent it back. I wanted to send it back, sorry.
But something that I was feeling said,
open it.
Yeah. It said, dear reader,
one close friend of mine. Now, for me, I remember the first time I heard, around the first time I heard the song, I'm like, that's kind of a silly way to find out you've been cheated on. But I don't think that's the point of the song. But it hit me. That's not the point of the song. How you find out you were cheated on is irrelevant. The fact is, the song is about how he found out. And, the word it goes, your life is ending and mine is just beginning. It's like, oh man, it's like you can feel the lyrics communicate the feel. It was my favorite part of the song. There's a part he says towards the end. He goes, look, man. He said, look, I'm going to get over this shit, but you're going to have to live. If you're like a decent human being, you're going to have to live with this shit for the rest of your life. Maybe you'll brush it off, right? Maybe, you know, it'll kill it. But at least I can say that I played my... like I said earlier on, I was talking about how being cheated on, that was like the worst thing that could happen to a human being, like your ego, and your friends would laugh at you. Well, not your friends, but, you know, you'd feel like the world is laughing at you. And I remember there was a time where I used to feel superior to people who were in, who went to people who were in relationships, and it failed. Because in my mind, I'm like, dude, I knew it was gonna work. You know, I like you, loser. Oh my God, I didn't play the game, and I forget the fact that the whole point is to find your love. If you're one of those rare human beings who's able to find their love, I consider you lucky. It's like winning a lottery ticket. I mean, it's like a rare thing. It's something I feel we take for granted. I think we not take for granted. Most people want it or started out on a quest for it, and most of us probably gave up. But I'm saying if you're one of the few human beings who manage to find another human being to compliment you, I'm like, I think for me that's the most amazing thing. Not the most, but that, for me that's an amazing thing. I don't linger about it. I don't linger on it. Fuck you and your love songs. But I'm just saying, if I see a couple and I see them together, like there's a joy. Like if you know couples that just inspire others, there's something about that energy that's like, just makes you want to smile. Just when you want to be happy for them. Well, happy for them, and at the same time being like, fuck them. Be jealous. Happy or jealous. Whatever. But it makes you feel something. But yeah, no, I just missed the part where, like, about the song is his saying, it's like, look, man, I'm going to get over this. I'm going to try again. You didn't ruin me. You didn't sink me. I'm going to try again. I don't know what the fuck you were trying to do. Maybe you were trying to, you preyed on me. Congratulations, you won. I'm going to continue on this quest to find happiness. You, on the other hand, stay miserable. Die miserable. And I'm just looking at the time. And yeah, man, okay, so... yeah, I'm going to wrap this up. Okay, I you know what? Because it's a Friday night, I feel like this might have. I'm gonna have to be. I'm gonna have to. I won't be able to get to. Well, okay, I'm gonna speed this up, and I might make this into a second part because Final Thoughts is gonna go longer than it's gonna go on long. So I'm gonna conclude. Oh right, I'm gonna conclude this segment, but I do have some honorable mentions. Shout out to some of you who are like, well, what the fuck? How come you didn't play my songs, right? Two honorable mentions. First one is Orange Juice Jones, The Rain. I saw you and him walking in the rain. As far as I'm concerned, that's the best. That's the most, I was going to say, the most toxic way to process a breakup. Now, a lot of you, some men are listening to me. What the fuck? What do you mean? And stuff like that. I mean, because technically, if the first thing on your mind is, okay, bitch, you show off your money. I'm acknowledging it's the most gangster way to process a relationship, but it's also toxic. It's kind of toxic because it shows that you're more upset at the fact that, like, your ego is hurt. That's what I'm trying to say. It was more about your ego than it was about the fact that you lost someone that, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just acknowledging, let's see it for what it really is, for what it actually is. Orange Juice Jones. Shout out to Orange Juice Jones and The Rain. Dope ass song, but I'm just saying, come on, man. Let's not lie to ourselves. If you're like, okay, well, I cut your credit card. It means you were, let me put it this way. The lyric with Orange Juice Jones is the girl he was in a relationship with was more of a sex worker. That's what I'm trying to say. And really what he's saying is, oh, you cheated on me. That means you violated the term of our contract, which means you're fired. That's really what this song is all about, is how this chick is fired. And I'm just saying, that's not really the loving relationship. Last one I'm going for honorable mentions. Well, one of third is... it's by a group called Poem MCs, and the track, it's called, it's actually funny. Poem MC, and it's called Cheating.
From Washington, D.C., please give a warm death poet you welcome. Poem MCs.
Oh, Poem MCs. Oh, wow. What did I say? It's actually funny.
She should have been here.
2 hours, 23 minutes, 16 seconds. Oh! Well, look who just came in through the door with a grin. Do you mind if I ask where the hell you been? You're looking like a feline who masticated a canine, but still you're always a masculine in mind. This is the absolute positivity last time. You do me credit playing CD putty with my girl. Where'd you get the run in your pantyhose from? Where'd you get the cinnamon chewing gum from? You want you really get the stud in your tongue for? Your honey, why you tipping in through the back door? And when you going in the middle of the night, need to get your cheating tactics tied. I got your prophylactics, that's right. Somebody getting arrested tonight. I got half of mine, 100 reasons to fight. You messing with the wrong brother this time. Look at my eyes. Tell me you ain't lying, girl. I don't care what you say, you lying. Hot ass fans will recommend that you get together with him and synchronize the lies next time. Now, tell me the truth. Was it the dude from the carrier?
Huh?
Who had the room at the Marriott?
He ain't go.
You had a candlelight dinner, but
he ain't go.
Because a bro had a pie a la mode a la hoe.
Yo,
I'm thinking everybody in the city with a bit of $1. I got a little bit of the kidney, y'all. But all you really had to do was come up to me like a woman and admit you were the freak of the week. But no. You want to have your cake and eat it too. A party with clowns and balloons, pony rides and dancing baboons. And you want to get dropped off there too. Fuck you.
I think your ass is cheating on me. I think your ass is cheating on me.
Okay. Here's the thing about... Now, being cheated on sucks. But I will say it inspires some of the greatest lyrics, songs, art form out there. I'll put it that. Yo, shout out to Poem MCs. There we go. That makes more sense. I was like Poem MC, Poem MCs, and for taking a shitty situation and making it funny. Anyway, link will be in the show notes. You can play it for yourself and enjoy it the same way I enjoyed it. All right, okay. Oh, and last, I put in the honorable mention list. I'm gonna put in a few songs. Yeah, okay. There's a list that I showed when I was doing my research looking for songs about being cheated on. I ended up on this list from the website or the magazine 17.com. Oh, it's for teenagers? Oh, whatever, right? And it's called 50 Songs About Cheating If You Needed to Let Your Frustration Out. Okay, but some of these songs are about being, about actually cheating. I mean, I'm focused on being cheated on. Some of these songs is being the cheater. But, you know, that's another example. But, yeah, man. Anyways, okay. This concludes User Random Thoughts. And let's jump to final segments. Because we went over time. So here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. Okay. All right. Now, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a snippet of what Final Thought is going to be about. I'm going to do what George R. R. Martin gave you, the Le Grand Ligne, the big lines, the syllabus, what's the word? The major, the headline about, I'm just going to rush through it. I think I'm going to make this, you know, Be Black, it's your podcast. Okay, I think this is going to be Striving to Save My Soul, part one. And then Striving to Save My Soul, part two, where I will explain Final Thoughts. And Final Thoughts, it was more about how I finally understand. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to play one last, I'm going to play this piece, and it revolves around, it's called I Understand Metaphysics by Talam AC. All right? Final Thought was meant to be about that. And what's up with the title? The title is linked to, it's a track by Tupac called Papa Song, and he's speaking from the point of view of a boy, but the whole song is about, it's pretty much trashing deadbeat fathers, but it's really personal and how it affect him personally. And it's not just him. It's a collaboration track. And, I'm just going to play this piece. I'm going to end this episode, today's show, by playing Metaphysics by Talam AC. Like, there was a longer segment. I was going to play a TikTok clip. This woman, she shares her experience about how she ended up being, she was with a man and who had a baby with a man and who ended up leaving her for his ex. And she's alone taking care of a baby. And her story led me to fully understand what Talam AC was expressing in his piece in his poem called Metaphysics. Who's Talon Macy? That's the guy I'm going to see on September 8th, September 9th at Apex Spoken Word. And here it goes.
It's metaphysical. And the only thing that most of us know about metaphysics is to question if a tree falls in the woods and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound? And the funny thing about metaphysics is that the most quoted person is an 18th century German philosopher named Dr. Kant. And what's so funny about that is that there's people in our community who practice metaphysics without knowing it, and still their favorite word is Kant. And they have a similar question. Namely, if a man has a child and he doesn't do anything to help support it, does it really exist? Mm-hmm. And he can't see that you can't be a man if you don't face your responsibilities. Ain't no justification for not taking care of your children, no matter how you feel about the mother talking about that bitch. But if bitches ain't shit but holes and tricks, and all you do is hoe and trick, then what does that make you? See, I ain't got no deadbeat friends, because I know a man who got his own child's back and never have my back in the end. Besides, what makes him think that he could stand in the same room with men? Mm-hmm. Why face your fears? Stay home, play PlayStation, drink beers. I hope you choke on 40 ounces of your children's tears. Fuck you think this is. Mm-hmm. Happen that your baby's mom's got a new man to get help pay for your kids? Name one thing more important to do with your money than take care of your child. But instead, you'd rather play predator and take some prospect out, knowing your baby's mom should just come up from behind with a baseball bat, and as soon as you lean back, just crack the fucking steak out your mouth. You're a child in a man's body. First loser want to buy a round of drinks at the party. Feeling generous, are we? What you should be feeling is sorry. And it doesn't even occur that now you're forcing your mother to watch you do the same thing to another woman that your father did to her. But I know you can't afford child support. Where a real man would rather work four jobs and see his children starve, you just lay around talking about what you can't handle. But then again, for you, I guess it's good that your children don't metaphysically exist, because that way you can justify not being a man, can't you?
Can't you? Get it? Get it? All right, okay. It looks like because we're short on time, this concludes episode 105. And it's just an executive decision. 105, Striving to Save My Soul, part one. Part two, I will elaborate how I will go into, I will explain how this story, this TikTok creator, finally got me to understand the journey, finally got me to understand what Talon Macy was getting at by benefits, with his piece, Metaphysics. With that said, this concludes today's episode. Oh, yeah, so stick around for part two. This concludes today's episode. You can find me on the internets on Twitter using BBlizak at Shut Up Podcast. Yes, now, Twitter is like a temporary thing because, you know, Elon Musk is stay fucking things up. I'm also on TikTok at B.Black. Oh, I forgot to mention. Yeah, I guess I'm on Instagram, but I'm boycotting Instagram today. Apparently, there's a boycott day. Instagram and Thread. Who gives a fuck about Thread? Anyway, yeah. And but the ideal place to find me, if you're on the internets, is take a left and right on and go to shutuppodcast.com. That's where you'll find the show notes. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. You can subscribe to this podcast go using the RSS feed that's on the website, or through Google, Apple, and Amazon Podcast. Is that what it's called? Yeah, Amazon Podcast. I think I'm on Audible too, but whatever, right? Google, but the main podcast directory is Google, Apple, and Amazon Podcast. Or wherever the fuck. You know what? I'd say Google Shut Up Podcast, but you're not going to find it. So shutuppodcast.com it is for now. Thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcast.